From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. There are some more signs of the start of a modest economic recovery this morning. The number of new claims for unemployment benefits dropped last week by 20,000 to the lowest level in 10 months. Economist Hugh Johnson of Johnson Illington Advisors says he'd expected an increase in claims and considers these figures good news.
It indicates that things are improving in the employment picture. It's important because jobless claims are a leading indicator of employment. They tell us where employment is going.
The government also reports worker productivity is up, implying that demand is picking up, and retail sales reports for October indicate an uptick in spending. A large portion of the United Nations staff in Afghanistan is on its way out of the country. The move follows last week's attack on a guest house that left five UN staff members dead. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is in Kabul, and she reports that the move is temporary as officials try to ensure the safety of aid workers.
The Afghan intelligence agency has been pursuing the people who carried out last week's attacks, but it's impossible to completely secure the city. There are many ways of coming in and out, and unfortunately the attackers often blend with regular Afghans. In this case, in this attack, they even wore police uniforms so that the guards at the guest house that was attacked weren't aware at first that they were under attack.
That's NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson in Kabul. African negotiators have been explaining why they walked out of a preparatory conference on climate change in Spain this week, accusing industrialized nations of not making the necessary commitment to reducing carbon emissions. Disputes over emissions are considered a major stumbling block to any deal at the Copenhagen summit next month. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton reports.
It took the intervention of representatives from the European Union to coax the African delegates back into the climate change meeting in Barcelona, ahead of the summit in Copenhagen next month. Ethiopia's negotiator, Tewolde Gebre-Egziabihef, said the attitude of the rich nations to carbon emissions led to the African boycott.
Because they would not take us seriously and start talking about commitments. We said there is no point in talking about the other aspects until you do.
The African representatives were demanding far deeper reductions by the industrialized world of at least 40% below 1990 levels in greenhouse gas emissions by 2020. They argue that Africans are hardest hit by disruptions to water and food supplies. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Stocks have been moving up in early trading today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 179 points at 99.81. The Nasdaq Composite Index is up 46 points at 21.02, and the Standard & Poor's 500 is up 17 at 10.63. This is NPR News. A circuit court judge in Chicago has issued a temporary restraining order delaying enforcement of an Illinois law that would require parents to be notified if their teenagers seek abortions. Chicago Public Radio's Susie Ahn reports.
If enforced, the law would require doctors to notify guardians of girls 17 and younger before the teen gets an abortion. The restraining order will remain in place until a judge can hear arguments from the opposing group. The American Civil Liberties Union sought the order, and the group says the regulation interferes with constitutionally guaranteed privacy rights. The court order came hours after Illinois' Medical Disciplinary Board voted not to extend a 90-day grace period of the law. Anti-abortion activists say doctors are ready to implement the measure and that it would encourage dialogue between teenagers and parents. The law was passed in 1995, but never enforced because of various court actions. For NPR News, I'm Susie Ahn in Chicago.
The Congressional Budget Office estimates a new Republican health care plan would provide coverage to 3 million additional people over the next decade. The CBO has already estimated a Democratic-sponsored plan moving through Congress would cover 36 million more people. But the CBO says the Republican proposal would cost much less. The CBO also says both bills would be fully paid for and would slightly lower the deficit over a decade. Federal prosecutors are expected to formally announce charges against 14 people in an expanding investigation of a multi-million dollar insider trading case. A news conference has been scheduled for noontime Eastern. The people being charged reportedly include lawyers and Wall Street professionals. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.